Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is indirectly connected to the war, but it's not really a war story. It's really an honesty story. Here's how it goes. In Eretz Yisrael, as you probably know, every few hours there's been sirens. And a siren means that there are some missiles coming from Iran, and everyone needs to get into a safe place, a safe room, a shelter, some place which is built specially to withstand at least some of the shock of a missile, hopefully enough to keep everybody safe. Usually it is, but no guarantee. In any case, it was near closing time for the bakery, and a siren came. So everybody ran to go into the bunkers, the safe rooms. And when the time came that it was safe to leave, it was already past closing time. So all the workers went home. No one remembered to lock the door of the bakery. The next day, due to the situation, the bakery did not open. People from the town came and they were looking for a place to buy food. They saw the bakery door was not locked. They came into the bakery. But there was nobody there, no workers. They needed food. And this is a situation where people could be not able to get food. And here was food. So they each took a napkin that was there in the bakery. They wrote down their name, their phone number, and exact items which they were buying. There was no one to pay the money to. Of course, I'm not going to take food without permission. So they wrote each one a note. And then they left the note in a pile of napkins, and all the people who came in for food wrote down the same thing, their name, their phone number, and the exact list of what they took. When the bakery opened the next day, the workers came in, they saw what had happened, and they checked to see if all the bakery goods were accounted for. And sure enough, not one single person took even one single item without putting it on the list with their name and phone number that they want to pay for it. This is called honesty. And this shows the greatness of a person that in a situation where there's not enough food, there's a crisis, there's nobody watching, but all of these people conduct themselves in a perfectly honest way. And this is a lesson for us. We may never have that situation, but in every situation, Hashem is watching. And it's important for us to conduct ourselves always in a very honest way, as if Hashem is actually watching, because he actually is. We may not see him watching, but of course Hashem is watching. And this is the kind of honesty that is really part of a mitzvah. And the more we are careful with honesty, whether it's honesty about buying and selling, whether it's honesty about what we have to do to serve Hashem, or whatever, the more honesty, the better. And in this way, certainly we will speed the coming of Mashiach and Geula. May it happen immediately, and especially through our learning of Torah, our performance of mitzvahs, our acts of goodness and kindness. We will certainly speed up the redemption. May it happen now, and may this war that's going on now with Iran be completely victorious, quickly victorious, and be the final last war that has to be fought before the Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.